from executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
The NFL free agent period is just about set to rock and roll.
Yeah.
The Jets made a nice move. I like the move they made. How do you say his name? This new
Kelechi Osemele.
Kelechi Osemele.
Yeah.
All right, I like it.
Well, it's a solid move. It only eats up cap space.
Right.
They didn't really give much up. They flipped a 5 for a 4. Not the end of the
world.
And
it was 5 for a 6.
5 for a 6, yeah, right. 5 for a 6, right. Not 5 for a 4. So not a bad return or what you had to give up. Cap-wise, it'll eat in about $10.5 million dollars.
They're down to 83 plus, I think.
Right. Now. Still a great number.
Oh, yeah.
And you probably were going to have to spend more on a Roger Saffold in free agency. So it's a good move. Hopefully he's healthy, unlike last year. And you're beefing up the offensive line, which is a part of putting the right pieces around Sam Darnold.
Yep.
It's not just giving him weapons.
Yeah.
It's protecting him.
They also re-signed Jonathan Harrison.
They did.
Center.
For offensive line depth.
Yep.
And apparently they're going to be aggressive in trying to keep Andre Roberts before he gets to free agency.
He was the premier kick returner in the game last year.
He was tremendous. He was one of the few bright spots.
Yes, indeed.
Last season. And we're seeing the Giants do very similar things. We talked about it late last week when they traded Olivier Vernon for Kevin Zeitler to beef up their offensive line, and they brought back Spencer Pulley on a 3-year contract. So both the Jets and Giants here in the early stages of free agency, which isn't really starting for another hour, are doing their best to improve their offensive lines. Both offensive lines, which could use improvement.
Sure.
So I like it so far. And now I think the headline and the beginning of NFL free agency, not only for the entire sport, but here in New York with the Jets, is Le'Veon Bell. Because Le'Veon Bell has been waiting a very long time for this. He held out an entire season. He refused a franchise tag for this moment. And I don't think there's any doubt the Jets are going to be heavily involved. And to me, while there's a lot of risk involved, and about 2 months ago I was afraid of that risk, I'm all in. Bring him in.
What
He's an offensive
weapon.
What's
the percentage you think they sign him?
I think it's 50-50.
Yeah.
Because a lot of it's going to depend on how aggressive is Mike Maccagnan going to be. And Giannotti made this point this morning, and I agree with him. Even though I want to sign the guy, I would want to have a very important conversation with him, and I would want to know what kind of shape he is in right now. Even though you can obviously get yourself into game shape, I do want to see the guy hasn't played in a year.
Yeah.
Think about it,
no,
Joe.
No,
how often are you
going
after a free agent who hasn't played in a year?
Yeah. Well, the upside to that is that it's one less year of wear and tear on his body. You know,
that's
the upside.
The bad side could be it was 1 year of not taking care of
He's
himself.
He's rusty, very rusty.
Right, rusty. Yep. Maybe he didn't keep himself in top shape.
Maybe.
There were rumors that were denied by his agent that he was well overweight. So I think you'd want to see a picture of the guy or maybe meet him, his hand.
I think the meeting him would be the worst.
Yes.
Like flying, like wherever he is, be there right at that moment and let's go from there.
Tell him to take his shirt off, run around the house.
Whatever.
You know, just to see what's going on. But I think the Raiders are going to be in on him, too.
Yeah, well.
And how crazy would that be if they end up with both Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown?
Well, why not?
Well, I tell you why not. It's the same reason why I didn't want Antonio Brown, because Brown's kind of crazy.
That's their problem.
No, I know it is.
And that would be their problem. You know what I mean?
You know how the
Gruden
Brown
will handle it, I'm sure.
Oh, will he?
I'm sure he thinks he can.
How's he going to handle it?
I'm sure he thinks he will.
No, I'm sure. The Raiders are fascinating to me, and we'll see if it works, because they obviously won the Antonio Brown sweepstakes. They not only gave up a 3 and a 5, but then they gave him guaranteed money.
Right.
So they gave him more money.
Right.
So Antonio Brown won is the bottom line.
Oh, of course.
He got exactly what he wanted.
Right, and went where he wanted to go, probably.
Apparently, yeah. Apparently, Oakland was high on the list, and he's happy to be there, and eventually that's Las Vegas.
Yep.
As you pointed out late last week.
Be happier being there.
But John Gruden takes over and starts just blowing it up. Like right out of the gate says, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start blowing it up. I'm going to take this elite pass rusher. I'm going to trade him for a first-round pick.
Two?
Yeah. I'm going to take this talented wide receiver. I'm going to trade him for a first-round pick. And then less than a year later, when you make a trade like this for a 30, 31-year-old wide receiver, Your message is we're not blowing it up or rebuilding.
Right.
We're just kind of resetting the deck, if you will.
Well, I think also it's about getting his guys in there. You know what I mean? I think there's a lot to that. You know what I mean? This is the guy. This is my guy now. I brought him in. You know, he didn't bring Cooper in. He didn't bring Mack in. As much as they, in my mind, they were crazy to trade Mack.
But Khalil Mack's awesome.
I'm not. I'm with you there. I'm just saying. I think that's what happens with a lot.
But
I did get two number ones for the guy. We'll see what that turns out to be.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Depends who they are.
If one of those number ones turned into a player 75% as good as Khalil Mack, you'd be dancing on the streets.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, to get a pass rusher like that is very difficult to do. And the other thing about his guys. Here's my counter to that. Don't you agree that after a trade like this, there's no way they get rid of Derek Carr, and there's no way they're drafting a quarterback?
No, they're not getting rid of Carr.
Okay.
No, I don't. They're not drafting a quarterback. I don't see that.
I completely agree, and I wouldn't have said that 5 days ago because it felt like, to your point,
they're not bringing a rookie in there now.
Right.
Not with Brown there.
So he didn't bring Derek Carr in.
No, that's true. That's true.
And so that's where I think this really does impact the Giants because of I think the Raiders are no longer a threat to take Dwayne Haskins.
Yeah.
I'd be very surprised if they did.
Yeah, I mean, you tell me who's taking him. I mean, who is it? If it's not the Giants, okay, and Jacksonville's going to sign Foles, and to me, Foles is only 30. He's the long-term guy there in Jacksonville. Now, obviously, if you're the Redskins, Case Keenum to me is not the long-term guy in Washington.
And they've got a ways to jump.
Right. And the other team that's who else am I thinking of?
Tampa Bay's ahead of them.
Tampa Bay. But they got Winston. I think they're committed to Winston, aren't they?
They are.
With Arians being there.
The word has been they're committing to Jameis Winston being the guy. You're right.
Miami's another team.
Yeah, you're right. The biggest threat now, if the Giants even plan on drafting Dwayne Haskins at 6.
Right.
We don't even know
but
if that's
the
case.
But what's the story on Josh Rosen? I mean, if Kyler Murray goes 1 to Arizona.
They're going to trade him.
Right. So, I mean, he's another guy that's out there.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, the Giants could simply trade for Josh Rosen and then use their 6th overall pick and draft a pass rusher.
Right. That's right.
If you like Josh Rosen, especially if you like him more than Dwayne Haskins, even though there's a year into his rookie contract, that would not be a reason to scare me off.
No. No.
Look, I get the value.
That might even be a plus because he already had a year experience in the NFL.
Yeah, there's a positive to it.
You know?
I mean, the negative is you're closer to eventually paying him if you have to pay him.
Right.
You're seeing what's happening with the Rams on why it's great to not have to pay a quarterback ridiculous money because look how aggressive they can be in free agency.
Yeah. No, yeah.
Look what they've done. Not just last year, but so far early this year. They've already brought Dante Fowler back, paying him $14 million. They signed Eric Weddle as well. So
That's right.
They've been aggressive. But you're right that if the Giants wanted Haskins at 6, because I think both of us have believed that they'd have to move up to get Haskins, that Haskins would go in the top 5, it would involve a team trading up. Because if Arizona's taking a quarterback, okay, it's Kyler Murray. That's the assumption. I think San Francisco sticks at 2 and takes a defensive player like Bosa.
Yeah, they're going to take Bosa, I think.
I think our team sticks at 3 and takes a defensive player like Allen.
Yep.
I think the Raiders are going for it.
Yep.
So, and I don't think there's a motivation, Joe, for the Raiders to trade back because they're so loaded with picks.
Yeah.
Why would they feel the need to trade
Raiders,
back?
The Raiders caused their quarterback.
Right.
So the only teams that really, again, if Foles, the other team, I guess, is Denver. Because, you know, I know they got Flacco. But Flacco, you know, they Denver's still got to be thinking about a young quarterback coming
in. I completely agree, but there's only one slot that I think would be open or aggressive in trading their pick, and that's Tampa at 5.
Right.
Because Arizona would use it. I think the Niners and Jets would use it with the talent that's available at 2 and 3.
No, I think you're right.
And, you know, maybe the Raiders trade back, but why would you be motivated to when you're so loaded with first-round picks and picks in the draft? So I think that, if anything, this Brown deal, assuming that, you know, Gruden just doesn't confuse us even more and take a quarterback anyway, which I'd be very surprised about, I think that deal actually was a good thing for the Giants if you want a quarterback. Because I think it opens up the door, if you will, to Haskins potentially dropping to them at 6.
Yep. It's going to be a fascinating draft.
Oh, absolutely.
And the draft is going to be, you know, really great.
And it's going to be fascinating the next couple of days with free agency.
Yep.
And think about this with Antonio Brown. And I've had my concerns about him. You have your concerns about him, the way he's acted. I did think it was really cool that the kindness of his heart plus $500, he recorded that video for Mike Francesa.
Well, I think Mike was actually the guy that found him for Pittsburgh.
Right.
He called up.
Kevin Colbert said.
Hey, Kevin Colbert.
Here's this guy. Yeah. Go get him.
Right.
But the Oakland Raiders essentially, and if the Patriots had done this, we would call them mad scientists.
Right.
But because they're the Raiders, they won't get the same credit. But I'm going to give them credit.
Go ahead.
The Oakland Raiders turned a wide receiver in Amari Cooper, who's good.
He's good. He's not as good as Antonio Brown, but he's good.
No.
Right.
They turned him a 3 and a 5 into Antonio Brown and a first. Who won that deal?
Yeah.
The Raiders or the world?
Yeah.
The Raiders. I mean, can you imagine
if
Belichick pulled that off?
They did.
There'd be a parade for him right
now. Yeah, no, the Raiders definitely, you know, like you said, and considering that they got that, now they got the first round pick and Antonio Brown.
Yeah.
Sure. Of course.
Yeah, so they have the better receiver. He's older, no question. Yeah, yeah. No doubt about it. And there's baggage with the way he's been acting. But you got the better wide receiver, maybe the best receiver in the NFL, and a first round pick. That's a hell of a haul. I'm telling you, sometimes I saw this with the Browns years ago. I remember when the Browns out of nowhere traded Trent Richardson for a first round pick. Remember that?
I do. Who turned out to be one of the all-time disasters.
Yes.
As far as he was like the fourth pick in the draft.
Yes.
Initially, right?
Yeah.
With the Colts. Was it who drafted him? Who drafted
him? It was Cleveland.
Cleveland, right.
They were the ones who drafted him.
And then they traded him to the Colts.
Right. So they trade him for a first, and the instant reaction people had was to kill the Browns.
Right.
And I remember sitting here with you saying, look, I don't know what Trent Richardson's gonna be, but they just got a first round pick. Shouldn't we be celebrating this? If it's any team but the Browns, we'd be celebrating this. And I think that sometimes happens where the Spurs do something. Mm. Like, I thought they were dumb to trade Kawhi Leonard for DeMar DeRozan. I said it.
Right,
I just didn't think it was a smart
trade.
Well,
he's not even close to the same player.
Right. And if I'm trading Kawhi, I'm rebuilding. But because it's Pop, it's R.C. Buford, and it's the Spurs. Oh, the Spurs, they're so freaking brilliant. Can you believe they did that? They're so smart. Give me a break. Most other teams do that. You would not be saying that. Same thing with the Patriots. Patriots keep bringing Chad Ochocinco. Oh, my God, they're the Patriots. Can you believe they got Albert Haynesworth and Chad Ochocinco?
Albert Haynesworth.
They're so brilliant.
That was a great signing by the Redskins.
Of course.
Albert Haynesworth.
Well, that was for, yeah, the Redskins did it.
I mean, that was a great sign. I think of him, I just think of that stupid signing.
I know, absolutely. But the Patriots get the benefit of the doubt. The Raiders are a team that doesn't. The Jets are in that mold, too. You know, Jets will do something that's stupid.
Yep.
They're idiotic.
Oh, God.
But sometimes stupid and idiotic teams do smart things. The Browns, as bad as they've been, I think we'd all agree, were smart to trade Trent Richardson
and
for a first
also
round
smart
pick.
To take Baker Mayfield number one.
Yes, that's looking
it looks
smart.
Like it's pretty smart.
That's looking
and
very
it also
smart.
Looks smart that they took Denzel Ward number four.
Yeah.
That looks pretty good, too.
No, they really are. They're looking smart.
Yep.
And I think on the surface, the Raider decision is looking pretty good. They only gave up a 3 and a 5 for the best wide receiver potentially in the NFL.
Yep.
And his baggage.
And his bag.
That comes along with it.
No, you're right. Only a 3. It's true. You know, 3 and a 5, not even a 2.
Yeah. Not bad.
Nope.
Not a bad return. And the best part about Antonio Brown being traded to the Oakland Raiders is we don't have to hear about Antonio Brown trade rumors anymore. It's over.
Yep.
He's a Raider.
Yeah, indeed.
That's it. So what's your gut? Does Le'Veon end up with the Jets?
I think they're going to go after him. I don't know if he's ending up here. I think they're going to make a run for him. I do. I think they will make a run for him,
I think he's going to be a top dollar guy. In that he's going to go to the highest bidder. You know, Kirk Cousins didn't approach free agency like that.
Right.
He was really looking at a chance to win. And that's his prerogative, just like it's Le'Veon's prerogative to say, you know what, I want to make money. So I think it's going to come down to, are the Jets going to be the highest bidder? And they certainly have a chance to, based on the cap room that they have.
Yep.
And that's how I think Le'Veon's making the decision. So I'm about 50-50 on the whole thing, but I think we're going to find out in the next couple of days.
Yeah. Maybe today.
Maybe.
Never know.
We'll come
I like
back.
Justin Houston, too. They should sign him.
Oh, absolutely.
Definitely sign him.
No, I think the Giants should go after Justin Houston as well.
Yeah, well.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked. High hopes. Streaming on Hulu.